Good morning, Friday, and bye-bye Independence Day. Well, it was a good midweek holiday. What else was it? 73 years ago, India achieved its independence, and today, the Indian state is enjoying freedom to do anything and everything. On the 73rd Independence Day, an entire state was shackled without connectivity, its leaders under house arrest, and in another state, a lynching caught on camera went unpunished. If that isn't a great signifier of how we are doing with our trust with destiny, then I don't really know what else is. Maybe PM's speech from the ramparts of Red Fort. It is 16th August 2019 and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday delivered his 6th and longest Independence Day speech, patting himself for scrapping Jammu and Kashmir special status, but skirting the deepening concerns about an economic slowdown and a fall in consumption. Well, the broad themes of Modi's speech yesterday were working towards a better future for Jammu and Kashmir, addressing the growing menace of population explosion, giving up use of plastic, upholding the rights of Muslim women freed from the social ill of instant triple talaq, a mega push for tourism, and a warning for laid-back bureaucrats. Well, the biggest announce, however, was the creation of a Chief of Defence Staff post to lead the Army, Navy and Air Force. Modi, who used to celebrate the country's demographic dividend, for the first time flagged the dangers of a population explosion. While Modi made the usual comments about improving the lot of the poor, he also acknowledged the importance of wealth creators, appearing to make a placatory gesture amid the criticism of the budget proposal to additionally tax the super rich. Modi asked people not to look with suspicion at wealth creators, whom he called the wealth of the country. And from the wealth of the country to the health of the country, and since we are on population explosion, let's head to incidents which seem like acts of correcting population explosion, lynching minorities, and then letting go of the accused. Since I want the annals of auditorial to carry this news, I'd like to talk about the freedom of the state, like how the state of Rajasthan had the freedom to help deliver justice to the 6 accused of lynching Pehlu Khan. Well, more than 2 years after a mob was caught on camera beating dairy farmer Pehlu Khan to death, a court in Rajasthan has acquitted 6 of the men seen in a video of the attack that was one of the key evidences of the prosecution. But the judge who gave them the benefit of the doubt said the cell phone video used by the police to identify and arrest the accused could not be admitted as evidence. An NDTV sting video where one of the accused had made incriminating statements was also rejected. The lawyer representing the accused also claimed that the video was not sent to a forensic lab by the prosecution. No wonder the statue of justice is blind and is a stone. It's fantastic, actually, the way the government and the state is legitimizing mob violence. I mean, because after it has come for Muslims, Dalits and other minorities, it will come for the economically privileged, which is also a minority. And to recap the last 2 days, in case you missed the arbitrariness of Indian state, former IAS officer turned politician Shah Faisal was stopped from leaving the country on Wednesday. He was detained from Delhi airport and was sent back to Srinagar, where he was taken into preventive custody. Well, on Tuesday, he had warned in a tweet that Kashmir needed a long, sustained, non-violent political mass movement for restoration of political rights. Well, don't be looking for justifiable reasons for his detention. None exist. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council will meet on the morning of Friday, 16th August, that is today, to discuss Kashmir, that is India's abrogation of Article 370, according to Poland's mission to the UN, which confirmed to the Hindu. The presidency of the UNSC is currently with Poland. The Kashmir discussion will take up under the closed consultations format at 10 a.m. local time, which is 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And another news, Congress leader Hardik Patel, 2-party MLAs and around 27 of the supporters were on Wednesday detained while they were on way to Palanpur District Jail in Gujarat to meet sacked IPS officer Sanjeev Bhatt. Sanjeev Bhatt made headlines when he alleged in an affidavit before the Supreme Court that after the Godhra train burning incident of 27th February 2002, Modi, who was then the Chief Minister of Gujarat, at a meeting asked senior police officers to let the majority community vent its anger. Speaking of venting anger, devotees turned up in large numbers at the Devidhura temple in Champawat district of Uttarakhand on Thursday and pelted each other with stones not looking for freedom, but to celebrate Bagwal, a festival in which blood is shed to please the presiding deity. But on Thursday, the strange stone-pelting festival, which lasted for 10 minutes, left around 100 people injured. But Bagwal pelting each other with stones and shed as much blood on the ground as can be considered equal to a human sacrifice is what the tradition of this is. And with that, we all go to international news, where North Korea has rejected any further talks with South Korea, calling its decision completely the fault of South Korean's actions. It issued a statement in response to a speech by South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Thursday. In an extended attack on President Moon, the statement continued, "We even question if his thought process is sound when he mentions talks between North and South while playing out war scenarios that plan to destroy most of our armies in 90 days. He truly is a shameless man." Well, speaking of shameless men, did you know that Donald Trump's latest reported aspiration is on the extravagant side, even for him, to purchase Greenland from Denmark? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the US president had expressed interest in buying the expansive icy territory and asked his aides to explore the possibility. Before I wish you goodbye for the week, here is a bit of science news for you. A new organ involved in the sensation of pain has been discovered by scientists, raising hopes that it could lead to the development of new pain-killing drugs. Now, researchers say they have discovered that the special cells that surround the pain-sensing nerve cells that extend into the outer layer of skin appear to be involved in sensing pain. Well, a discovery that points to a new organ behind the feeling of ouch. These are type of Schwann cell, which wrap around and engulf nerve cells and help to keep them alive. Here's wishing you a pain-free weekend. Until Monday, goodbye from takeapart.com.